Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here. The ICAC's terminated its investigation into Tim Krakenthorpe. The state's watchdog says there's no reasonable prospects of finding the Newcastle MP is involved in corrupt conduct. A probe was launched back in August after Krakenthorpe self-reported an alleged breach of the ministerial code of conduct for failing to fully disclose family land holdings in the Hunter. He was subsequently stood down from cabinets. A Senate inquiry into grocery prices today sees the supermarket bosses asked the tough questions. The chief executive of Aldi and Metcash, which owns IGA, will be grilled over allegations of price gouging. The heads of both Coles and Woolworths will feature next week. Repairs on several levees in the valley are complete and there's permanent upgrades happening at some other sites. The state government say work at locations in Maitland, Horseshoe Bend and around Brisbane Fields have wrapped up. There's preliminary works on permanent upgrades happening at several other locations in the valley and in Raymond Terrace, which hug the Hunter River. Tough times for the construction industry, with new home starts falling to the lowest level in over a decade. Latest data shows work began on just 163,000 homes last year. That's down 6% on the previous 12 months. And Tower Cinemas in Newcastle's returning. The iconic site in the CBD's reportedly been purchased by Five Star Cinemas out of Queensland, who intend to restore the site to its former glory. Knights coach Adam O'Brien likes what he sees so far from his new-look halves pairing as Newcastle prepares to host the Roosters tonight. He says Jackson Hastings and Jack Cogger combined well in last week's win over the Dragons in the wet.
Both of those guys done a really good job at the end of our sets. They controlled where we gave the opposition the footy, and then our short-kicking game was excellent. And I felt like whilst you're not going to see all of our attack on a night like that, I thought they connected quite well.
We've received a squad update overnight with Greg Marju remaining on an extended bench. Meantime, Manly's told Josh Schuster he can look for a new home less than a year after extending his contract through till 2027.